Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meredith Jean, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Kathy Gal. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Christmas season. Can't complain whatsoever. I know we're talking about some Medicare today, so I'll let you get right into it.
Exactly. So I like to start this segment today by saying just when you think it's over, it's about to begin again. So we thought we were done with all of the Medicare commercials that we've been inundated with and the phone calls that we've been getting, but a lot of people don't realize that starting again January 1st, there is another Medicare open enrollment window. Works different than the one in the fall, but just as a reminder and a heads up, the phones will start ringing again and the TV ads will come back to join us. So we get a little bit of a holiday break, but not quite. So in the beginning of the year, January 1st through March 31st, the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period takes place. And this is only available to folks who are in Medicare Advantage plans. So if we are already enrolled in a plan, not happy with that Medicare Advantage plan, and we want to change to a different Medicare Advantage plan, we can do that anytime between January 1st and March 31st. Whenever you make that change, your new plan would start the first of the following month. So if in January I make the decision to go from one Medicare Advantage plan to another, my new plan would start February 1st. Now, the big thing that we need to understand during this period is you're only allowed to change once. So you want to give a little bit of thought to which plan you're going to change to. But we can't change in January, start our new one in February, not be happy with that, and start another one in March. It doesn't work that way. So you get a one-time opportunity between January 1 and March 31st to move from your current Medicare Advantage plan to another one. The other thing that takes place during the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period is if you are not happy with your Medicare Advantage plan during this window as well, you can leave the Medicare Advantage plan and return to original Medicare. Now, I get a lot of questions all the time. What is original Medicare? How is that different from the Medicare Advantage plan and so forth? So when you hear someone use that term, original Medicare, that means that you can leave your Medicare Advantage plan and go back to getting your coverage through your Medicare Part A and Medicare Part B. There's a couple of things to keep in mind with that. First of all, you would need to sign up for a Medicare prescription drug plan, which you would be able to do during this enrollment window. But the other thing to keep in mind is when we're going back to original Medicare, we have to understand that Medicare A and B do not pick up all of our expenses and that we could be responsible for some larger out-of-pocket costs if we don't have a secondary coverage to go with that. Most people choose a Medicare supplement plan as a secondary coverage with original Medicare, but once you are out of your initial enrollment window or any special enrollment windows, then you will have to pass some medical underwriting, more than likely, to see if you can be accepted into a plan. So what I recommend for folks, if you're wanting to leave your Advantage plan and go to original Medicare, find an independent broker to work with who's going to represent more than one company. Talk about what is required to apply to get coverage on a Medicare supplement plan, what steps are involved for the medical underwriting, and don't make any changes until you know 100% certain that you would be accepted by that supplement plan, and then that broker would be able to help you make that transition. So that's the biggest caution. If you do not have secondary coverage beyond that original Medicare, and Medicare Part B is a good example, Medicare is going to pay 80% of your bill, and you are going to pay 20%, but unlike a Medicare Advantage plan or a traditional employer health plan, there is no out-of-pocket cap, so you have to have something else to cap those expenses. 20% of $100 is easier than paying 20% of $1,000 or $10,000. So you want to have that protection and that cap, and a Medicare supplement plan would enable you to do that. So those are the two things that can take place during the Medicare Advantage Plan open enrollment period from January 1st through March 31st. You can move from one Advantage plan to another, or you can move from an Advantage plan back to original Medicare, understanding that you would need to get a Medicare supplement coverage as well as a Medicare drug plan. If folks have any questions about this, they can give me a call at the office. The number here is 913-294-4306. Another great place to learn more about Medicare supplement insurance is to go to the Kansas Insurance Department's website, and that is insurance.kansas.gov. Great resource. And then information on Medicare Advantage plans and what plans are available in your area, Medicare.gov is an excellent source. So there are a lot of resources out there to take advantage of, and feel free to give me a call if you have any questions.
Always intriguing. Good to know what is necessary here down the stretch. Well, coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub,